private equity firms True North and TA Associates, which own more than 90% in India, and Squo's largest non-telco internet service provider, ISP, Atria Convergence Technologies Limited, ACT, are looking to sell a controlling stake in the company at an enterprise value of around $1.4 billion, 10,410 crore rupees, two people in the know told Mint. ACT had last raised $500 million from True North and TA Associates in 2015. The two private equity investors are eyeing a profitable exit by capitalizing on the internet boom spurred by the work-from-home economy, one of the two people said. Handled Quo, the discussions are at an early stage. They will be looking at telcos that want to add to their wired broadband services and foreign P funds for the stake sale, comma, and Quo, the person added. In March 2018, VC Circle reported that the P investors were looking for a partial exit through an initial public offering, but the plan was abandoned because of poor IPO market conditions and launch of Jio and Squo's wired broadband services. And NBSP. Meanwhile, private equity giant Blackstone Group is scaling up Nucleus Office Parks, an entity that will house its office assets with rental income, to bring such assets under a single entity, a person familiar with the development told Mint. Nucleus Office Parks, which currently has a few properties that Blackstone bought on its own, will expand once the latter buys nearly 16 million square foot, of commercial assets from Bengaluru-based Prestige Group. Blackstone is in advanced talks with Prestige to buy rental income assets including office spaces, malls and hotels for around $1.6 billion. Once the buyout is complete, these assets will come under Nucleus. Blackstone has a commercial real estate portfolio of 118 million square foot. In another development, Indiabulls Housing Finance is in the final stages of negotiations with Oaktree to raise up to $200 million, 1,500 crore rupees, in debt. It will be the second such deal between the two in the past 3 months, people in the know told Business Standard. Like in the previous deal, Indiabulls will pledge some developer loans with Oaktree, and the global stressed assets investor will come in as a senior lender and have the first right on the project and Squo's cash flows. Yesterday it was reported that Piramal Capital and AMP Housing Finance is looking to raise $500 million in a similar arrangement from Apollo Global Management. It was reported in July that Indiabulls is in discussions with Deutsche Bank, Oaktree Capital, Brookfield and SSG Capital, among others, to sell its builder loans worth 10,000 crore, about $1,330 million.